You ready? Okay. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength. All of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life.
We sing about my life being in you, Lord, and the Bible really makes that abundantly clear in the book of Colossians, where it reminds us of what it means to be in Christ. We'll take just a moment to iron this out. We think it's the banjo.
Blaming on the inanimate object.
Yeah. Let me try just one more time. We just sang about my life is in you, Lord. And in the book of Colossians, Paul says this to those who are in Christ. Third chapter, verse 3-4 verses tell us this as our call to worship. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Throughout the Bible, it reminds us over and over that as Christians, we are in Christ. Our life is hidden in Christ, so that when God looks at those who are believers, he sees Christ. So our life truly is in him. Father, as we come before you this morning, we stand in your presence to worship and to praise, not on our own goodness, not by our own strength, certainly, Lord, not by our sinlessness. In fact, we confess that we are sinners saved by grace. And we stand before you humbly because our lives indeed are hidden in Christ. To him be the glory and the praise and the majesty and the power forever and ever. Help us this day, Father, in our songs of praise, in our fellowship, in our preaching and in our prayers, to give glory and honor to your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it.
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
redeemed by His infinite mercy,
His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
redeemed, redeemed,
His child and forever I am.
No language my rapture can tell.
I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, redeemed,
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed,
redeemed,
His child and forever I am. Think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long.
I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song.
Redeemed, redeemed,
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, redeemed,
His child and forever I am.
I know I shall see in His beauty
the King in whose law I delight,
who lovingly guardeth my footsteps
and giveth me songs in the night.
Redeemed, redeemed,
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed,
His child and forever I am.
Hallelujah.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I spy my Jesus in the sky, I'll fly away.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored.
These are the
These are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and storm. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee. Now to Zion's hill, salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's a little jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Now we're going to start out singing a little soft on There's No God Like Jehovah, and we'll pick it up as we go. So whisper voice.
There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, shining on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. For out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. The Bible says in the Psalms, among many ways that we praise the Lord is clap your hands, all you people. And in the book of Isaiah, it says the fields of the tree... The trees of the field clap their hands, so I think we ought to compete with those trees and do a better job. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, I'm sure some of you folks, including myself, may feel a sense of relief at having completed a very fun-filled and energy-demanding time of vacation Bible school, but it was worth it. We had a wonderful week. I heard nothing but positive things coming from kids and parents and workers. And I want to thank especially all the volunteers. And I counted up, I think, about a dozen folks or more, counting the folks who came in on Friday night to help with the conclusion. And so I'm not going to mention names, but all of you who helped, thank you so much. And it was you were a vital part of this Vacation Bible School. We've been doing this for several years with Pioneer, and when we finished, they said, let's do it again next year. It's just a wonderful time for two small churches to bend together and do what one by itself could not. It was a great work of unity, and we appreciate those folks very much. You'll see a copy printed inside your bulletin of a card we received from the Mercer County Senior High School thanking us for donating to the 2018 project graduation. And so they thank us for helping to make that a great evening. And upcoming events in the next month, elders and deacons meeting tonight at 6. And you can see June 16th, the ladies gathering. June 17th, next Sunday, our time at the Willows. July 1st, Brother Jeremiah Melosa will be with us. And then the end of the month, the big concert with His Heart and our potluck dinner. So the way time flies in my life, and I'm sure in yours, these things will be here before we know it. So I'm going to ask if any of you have any announcements or anything that you'd like to share this morning. Just raise your hand and be recognized. I'm going to have a seat for a moment, and we'll all give ear to the announcements and things that you'd like to share with the church.
Kalen was going to start his trial now. He's been going through all these tests and stuff, getting ready for this trial. He has prostate cancer, and so he gets down there getting ready to really start his trial and turn into a trial. His creatinine was so high they couldn't do it. He drives to Nashville to do this, his expense. And end up his creatinine was so high, they had to turn around and send him back. He went to Lexington, and the hospital, they did surgery on him. He gets a stent about every 3 months, and they put a stent in and hoping. And immediately his creatinine dropped, and we're hoping to get him back in the trial. So just pray for him. This is an experimental trial, and it's been working. It involves cancer attacking the DNA before it splits. And just appreciate your prayers for him. And we were kind of worried about finances because we know he has expenses greater than his income. And this lady who used to, kind of a famous lady, but that used to be a newscaster in Lexington, is that right, or a talk show host? She blessed him financially, and that was just so great, you know, to help with the gas and stuff traveling. Also, tentatively, you know, we've got this potluck at the end of July, and we usually do something with Jeremiah when he comes, so I haven't talked to my family yet. I don't know if Mom's here, but anyway, July 1st, that Sunday, we'll try to do a church family fun night over at the farm, and it'll be an opportunity to let Jeremiah eat out and, you know, be able to meet and greet people and stuff. So, you know, I'm just telling you that. So if you're planning a vacation and, you know, you weigh if you can do your vacation a week later and come to that, it'll be July 1st on a Sunday. We'll also plan on having one of those when Adina's here. And so is that the third week, Terry, of July that Adina's coming? Probably speaking end of July. All right. Well, I've taken enough of your time. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, I just want to share, if any of you all did not watch the Belmont race yesterday, it was like church afterwards. The jockey couldn't say enough, "I want to praise my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," and then he blew kisses when he made that victory round to the Lord. He threw carnations to the Lord. He was so overcome and used the word blessed, blessed, blessed. And then the owner, a very handsome guy, said, "I know this is an earthly thing, but God has blessed us. God is blessing horse racing. God is," and he was overcome too. Then the trainer that everybody knows, this Bob Baffert, he says, "We had a little help from upstairs." And I'm thinking, oh, God. Oh, yes. But I honestly felt like I was in the presence of the Lord as these men all wanted to take their praises to God for the way it turned out. It was a beautiful race.
Okay. We also want to share that, praise the Lord for this morning. Okay, I ride together, and we were in the turning lane, turning up here to cross the highway, and she had her turning signal on. There was a big semi on our tail end, and we heard screeching and smoke. I mean, I think we just had a near miss, and God just protect us from that. I don't know why he was right behind us with our turning signal on, but he was. And I thought someone was screaming. It was such a loud noise. But anyway, we want to praise God that he protected us and the driver, because he didn't really do anything. So else. Just a lot to be thankful for today.
I want to add to the drama of that. That semi came to a complete stop in the fast lane, inches behind us, with the smell of rubber. I had seen him in my mirror, but I thought he would just get in the other lane, the slow lane. I don't think he ever saw us. I honestly don't. You know, he could have been texting. Yes, he could, but he stopped on our bumper, this giant semi, and we didn't even have any time to be afraid. We just are in much gratitude.
This is just a little add-on to Terry's for Vacation Bible School, and I just want to personally thank everybody that responded. They're y'all the sweetest bunch. And we also had a really nice offering that we're able to give to the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy, I think. So it turned out really, and it's just the kids bringing their dollars and competing a little bit against the boys and the girls, and they just really did great. I mean, we're talking about a really nice one. I just can't remember exactly.
This is going to be just something fun. I'm just happy to be here this morning. My boss sent me a text yesterday, and he knows I hate to miss church. And he adjusted our schedule. I got to go to Nashville this evening and just to grab a truck and bring it back. It's no big deal. But he adjusted our schedule just so I could come to church this morning. And I am going to turn on my video and let you guys wave at him. Everybody say hello. Everybody wave. We get the wave at Harrisburg Community Church, you know? Okay. Thank you so much.
That's really neat. This is sort of a people kind of morning. And I couldn't help but, you know, things strike you. And Emmeline and Lois were talking about that near miss. You know, the fragile nature of life. They're here rejoicing and giving thanks. A little more, and we could be gathering saying, brokenhearted, that two people we love were killed in an accident. I mean, life is just that way, and it's like that sometimes. And so just all those little things that could have a whole different outcome. So we rejoice and praise the Lord for his blessing and protection. I also want to say a word. I don't know how long Sue Ann Walker has been coming to church here, but Sue Ann is making a transition in her life. She's going to be moving to Louisville at the end of June with her sister. This is probably a move that's for her benefit and mutually beneficial, and this is a new chapter in her life. And so I was talking to her this morning, and I said, Sue Ann, is this your last hoorah here? And she said, well, I hope it's not my last hoorah. I plan to come back and visit some. But this is a time of change where she's going to be moving away and be in Louisville. We're going to miss her. So we just wanted to, when someone who's been with us a while is moving away, we want to express our love to you and how much we've enjoyed having you as a part of our fellowship. We want to pray for you, especially that God would lead and direct in this new move and location. And so I'm just ask the church to bow together now. And we have a special prayer for Sue Ann. And Sue Ann, I'm going to ask you to stand up because I know how it happens. Sometimes folks say, well, who's he talking about? We haven't been here long. This is Sue Ann. Do you want to say anything at all? We'll get you the microphone if you do. Hold on just a second.
First of all, I want to give praise to my Lord Jesus Christ, who's brought me a long way. And I thank God he brought me to this church. This family and this church saved my life so many times. Mona and the Bible study group,
the church family, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You are welcome. And we're glad that we could be a blessing to you as you were to us. Father, we just lift up Sue Ann before you this morning. We turn our attention to this phase in her life. And as she makes this move to Louisville to be with her sister and to embark on the next phase of her life, Father, we pray that you would go before her, that you would guide her life, that you would watch over her, bless and keep her, prosper her. May she be in health. May she prosper in her mind, in her body, and in her soul, Father. We thank you that she was a part of our church life here for a while. We thank you for the mutual blessing. Even as Paul said to the Romans, that we impart a blessing to one another and we're mutually benefited. And Father, how true that is about each and every person that you bring into our lives. May we see them that way, someone as a blessing and someone whom we can bless. And so as Sue Ann makes this move, we impart this blessing that she go in the grace and the goodness and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I have a couple of birthdays and anniversaries, I believe. We'll do that just in a second. Tomorrow, Brian Morrison is celebrating a birthday. And also Chris and Rachel Miller are celebrating an anniversary on Monday the 11th. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to those folks. Oh, yes, thank you, Rock. If you are visiting with us and have not filled out one of those little information sheets that's on the back table that lets us know your name and address and your birth dates, and you don't have to put the year you were born. Some folks just don't want to do that, just your month and day. And we'd love to have that so we can kind of keep up with folks and keep them informed about the life of the church. There is one other, you probably saw it on the email prayer chain, and we're going to add it to this. Many folks probably know Spencer Conover. Spencer has the barber shop down here. He has some real serious health issues, and I don't think he's barbering right now until his health is better. And so he is Rod's barber. He charges Rod a finder's fee. it's not... Rod, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. So anyway, in a more serious note, Rod said, "Can I pray for you?" And Spencer said, "Yes." And we want to pray for him. And we will have him on this list as well. And with that being said, let's bow together. There may be folks you want to pray for, names you want to mention that we take before the throne of grace this morning. So if there's a prayer on your heart, please feel free to lift that up before the Lord.
Thank you for watching over us. keeping us safe, delivering us in times of need.
Father, we give praise to thee. We'd like to lift up my wife this morning, Lord. Lies in the hospital, and she can provide you repose itself pretty quickly, that she may get a lot of our her life and the man that she enjoys.
Father, I thank you for your healing power. I pray to you to hold up pay for healing from the surgery. Pain is not let up. It's due to pain. So, we all keep her in his prayers. Let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What a joy it is to be a part of this church, to have family, to know that we can confide in one another and bring our joys and our sorrows and share. Lord, thank you for the specialness of this body of believers, for our pastor, for the word that you bring through him. Father, I just pray for the ones that are missing this morning, that you keep them and bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we are so thankful to be here. We love you.
Father, we do thank you for this time to talk with one another and to you, to share our joys and concerns, as someone has already prayed, to take all of our cares and lay them at the feet of Jesus. Thank you that you care for us, and we give thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. A couple of obvious things that you probably heard in prayer that I should have mentioned that just kind of slipped my mind. Dave's wife, Hope, has pneumonia. She went to the ER yesterday, and they admitted her here at Hagen, where she'll probably be for a couple of days. And then Kay had that surgery on Tuesday, and I'm so sorry that she's having time with pain. So we pray that this thing will heal and the pain will be gone. So Kay Smith and Hope Hack, we want to keep them lifted up. This time we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church and ask the worship team to come and lead us in some songs.
One of the many things I've always enjoyed about this church is that we get to hear from the people. It's not a leadership does it all church. You know, a lot of the times the message is preached through the sharing and the prayers, and so you might have heard me cut a song and think, oh, I wish I hadn't talked or something. We didn't have to do that. Well, you know, So, right, you know, we come prepared and we're real flexible. We want to go where God goes, okay? And we feel like that's where he's going this morning. So stand with me as we sing.
Creatures of a God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven alone. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice. Ye lights of heaven find a voice. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let all things that Creator bless and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one.
God the Lord most high.
your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ our King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Could not hold you, the veil tore before you, silenced the post of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever God we reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah.
You have no rival,
you have no equal,
now and forever God you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory,
now and forever above all names.
What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is,
the name of Jesus Christ.
nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is,
the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is,
the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is,
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.